Good morning. It's a blessing to gather in the house of God this morning. It was a beautiful morning this morning. Been blessed by the songs that we have been singing. There is so much message in the songs. God of grace and God of glory, we are such needy people, and God has such unlimited grace. How we do need that to accomplish what he wants us to. I bring greetings from Oasis Christian Fellowship in Pennsylvania. This morning I would like to turn to Mark chapter 12. Starting in verse 28. You can turn to that a while. Before I read that, I would just like to read a few of the phrases from one song that we sang. To spend and to be spent for them who have not yet my Savior known. My talents, gifts, and graces, Lord, into thy blessed hands receive. And let me to thy glory live. May every sacred moment spend in publishing the sinner's friend, which would be Jesus. Enlarge, inflame, and fill my heart with boundless charity divine. So shall all my strength exert, and love them with a zeal like thine, and leading them to thine open side. Another song that we sang said, love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. May God help us to that end. If we would practice all that we have sung this morning, we would have enough to keep us busy. We would not need to go any further. But we are blessed to have the Word of God. So let's look into that and see what God has for us. I think we will see some of the same things coming out in His Word here this morning. So let's read from Mark chapter 12, starting at verse 28. The Sadducees had just asked Jesus a question. Now one of the scribes came and were bringing a question to Jesus. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that, he answered discreetly. He said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. This account is also mentioned in Matthew and Luke. But Matthew and Luke do not record the part in verse 29. The part there in verse 29 is also included in Deuteronomy 6, where Jesus is referring to. So I'd like to bring out the first part there in 29 is talking about the first of all the commandments is, okay, now later he talks about in verse 30 as being that being the first commandment, but there in 29 says, first, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear has the meaning of hearing in the sense of obeying. Not just in one ear and out the other. The Lord our God is one Lord. So I think that this is a foundational truth or principle that he wants us to get first. The Lord our God is one Lord. There are people that would say there's many ways to God. But the Lord our God is one Lord. In Deuteronomy, it referred to God as the one that brought the Israel out of Egypt. In Exodus, before it gives the Ten Commandments, it starts out with, I am the Lord. And then the next first commandment then is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. No other gods before me, in Exodus chapter 20. So, once we have that truth established, now let's go on to verse 30. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And then secondly, about loving our neighbor. That sums up the Ten Commandments in just these. Loving God and loving our neighbor. Just like that song said, love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Heart here refers to our thoughts, our reasonings, our understanding, our judgment, our designs, our affections, our love. So if we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, what is left for me? If we love God with all those things, that is everything. It requires a complete surrender to the Lordship of God in our lives. You can turn to Matthew 19. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. You'll read 16 to 26. The kind of a rich young man that came to Jesus. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth. Youth up, what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it's easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceeding amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I've kept all those commandments. What lack I yet? Jesus knew his heart. Jesus knew that there was something in his heart that was more important to him than what God was. And Jesus laid his finger on that. Did Jesus tell everybody that he met to sell everything they had and give to the poor? No, he didn't tell everybody that. But this young man, that was between him and God. Jesus said if he wants to be perfect, if he wants to be full grown, completely mature, to go and sell and give to the poor. Jesus knew exactly what he still needed to surrender. Unfortunately, we see his response was he was not willing to give that up. What is my response when God lays his finger on something in my life? Maybe it's not riches, maybe it's something else. What is your response? Do I have any gods that are more important to me than the true Lord? I just heard recently an example of a brother that was not willing to give up his music to be a part of the brotherhood. And I'm not sure, but I think he may have been one of the families that it was not good for his family. If he is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. Then there in Mark, we go on to the next part there, where we are told to love our neighbor as ourselves. That would solve a lot of relationship problems, wouldn't it? You know, that's a challenge for me. If I love my neighbor as myself, how many times am I too busy to take time for my neighbor? My neighbor is those I come in contact with. My neighbor is not necessarily somebody across the ocean. My neighbor are those that I rub shoulders with. Can I take the time to talk to them and share what I have, the gift of salvation? I know too many times I do not do that as I should. There is none other commandment greater than these. Okay, now we see the scribe's response there in verse 33. The scribe says, to do these is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Am I willing to make all kinds of sacrifices for God, but yet have something that I still hang on to and am not willing to surrender to Him? Maybe I give lots of money to the church. Maybe I help with lots of ministries in the church. Prison ministry, children's ministry, whatever it is. And yet, I have something. Lord, no, don't touch that. That evening is mine. Or that, you fill in the blank, is mine. Am I'm willing to surrender everything, the Lordship, Jesus Christ, in my life. When we do that, then God's grace can fill our lives and we can be what God wants us to be, wherever He calls us in this world. I guess I will share just a little bit here, a little bit of the purpose of making a few stops, a few churches, is to raise awareness of needs in the world, to share some opportunities that are available, and to encourage each of us to be sold out servants of the King and to be involved right where you are. Harmony International Mission was started by Harmony Christian Fellowship. Then about 3 years ago, Oasis Christian Fellowship was started as an outreach of Harmony. And most of the brothers on the committee were from Oasis. And so it was decided that the administration should be switched to the Oasis Church. So currently there's four brothers from Oasis on the committee, as well as Brother Tim. The mission is not a separate entity in itself. It's just an extension of the brotherhood. Some of the opportunities available at this point. We have a need in Tanzania for a single girl to work alongside and assist in basic needs at the clinic. We have a need for a single girl to help Brother Tim's family with homeschooling and housework. Both of them would be nice to have by November. And we could also use a single fellow to help with needs in the community, teach English, Bible studies, etc., by the beginning of the year. Also share just a little bit, my wife and I and our two youngest children had the opportunity to go to Ivuna there in Tanzania last year for a little over 4 months. There's many children there. You have children around most of the time. There are a lot of the people there in the village have farms. They have crops that they grow, and they must go out and tend them by hand. So when they go out to tend their fields, they lock the house door, and the children are penned outside. And the parents go off to work in the fields. How many of you lock your children out of the house when you go to work? Let them fend for themselves for the day. One situation that we did a couple of times, we had orphan children. What do you do when you're at the clinic and someone brings a baby and asks you to take the baby? The mother has died. And you know that a newborn baby has very little chance of survival without a mother. So we did have a few situations like that where we took care of them for a time. It's also you have malnourished children come sometimes. There's a refeeding program, put some of them on. Some of them are so such bad shape that you have to have them stay close by and feed them like every 2 hours, I think, at the start, day or night, so you get them up and going again. The neighbor lady, I think that was while we were there, had accepted the Lord. One of the young sisters there had been working with her, and she gave her heart to the Lord. She came to our place there where we were staying to make bread many days. Had a brick bake oven there, would heat it with charcoal, and she would bake bread and go out and sell it for her to be able to buy food for her family. Her husband is not a believer, and sometimes he would go away for months at a time. And it's pretty well known that when they do that, they are not faithful. He also had a problem with drinking, which is very common in the village there. A lot of drunkenness goes on, and with drunkenness comes a lot of beating and abuse and so on. But the power of God can deliver from that, and we're continuing to pray for more there that will give their lives to Christ. There's two young men there that are living for the Lord. That's a challenge for a young man to live a godly life in a very ungodly society. And there are some more ladies there that are interested in the gospel and just praying for the day that there will be some young families there. Husband and wife accept the Lord and can raise a godly family and show that it can be different. At the present time, Brother Credo there is a real example in the community, but his wife has not surrendered her heart to God yet. His children are older and are not living for the Lord either. But there are some younger couples there that my heart's desire is that they would accept God and be able to raise their younger children in a different way. And Mama Galante is one of those that she has given her heart to the Lord. Another thing while we were there, we did do a work project. We had a work team come from my son was one of them, and some from church came, and we were working on a building project there and the compound there, so we did work at that. And the young sisters had a chance to help with some things there in the community, go along and see what clinic is like. And also we had the young brothers, gave them opportunity to share devotions and the message at church, speak to an interpreter. One time we had walked out to another village for a service and they got to share out there. That was a blessing to see them do that. I know the one young brother that shared, he did an excellent job. And I said something to his mother about it, and it brought her to tears. She never saw her son share like that. He got up and had devotions like he was an expert at it. But I guess we have not given proper opportunity at home for that. But there in Tanzania, they did an opportunity of that, and it was a real blessing to see young people rise to the challenge and be a part. So we trust that gave them an opportunity to open their horizons, and God will continue to work in their lives. And so this morning, as Brother Tim shares, we'll give you an opportunity to see a little bit of what goes on there. God bless you.